This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado utility regulators are letting Xcel Energy raise natural gas prices. CPR Sam Brash reports the decision disappointed consumer groups.
Xcel Energy originally asked for an $188 million increase over 3 years. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission ended up allowing nearly $65 million, enough to raise gas bills by almost $3 per month. Consumer advocates say that might not sound like a lot, but it's pancaked on top of other increases due to winter storms and high commodity prices. The rate hike goes into effect next month. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Lighting is going solar in parks and trails in Montrose. CPR's Dina Sieg says the city has started replacing aging fixtures with ones powered by the sun.
The city of Montrose says these new lights not only benefit the environment, but have lower maintenance and energy costs. They also eliminate the need for underground wiring, are easier to automate than traditional lights, and are more resistant to vandals. The city estimates it will take several years to replace the lights at all parks, pathways, and trails. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A Colorado businessman is in New York for a retrial on charges that he cheated thousands of donors for a fund to build a wall along the southern U.S. border. Timothy Shea's first trial ended without a verdict. Jury selection in the second trial began Monday in federal court. Shea is from Castle Rock. He owns an energy drink company. He has denied accusations that he kept for himself donations that were meant to pay for the wall. This is CPR News and KRCC.